You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Abraham Horid and Yitzhak. Rashi HaKadosh explains that the Ribono Shel Olam had to do a special procedure, a plastic surgery, to make Yitzhak look like his father. Rashi HaKadosh explains that Litzanei Hador, the jokers, they were created rumor that Sarai Menon Itabela Mi Abimelech. So now the question that is brought, if somebody speaks slander about Avraham Avinu, is he a leisan or he's a rasha?
Rasha.
So rasha is a wicked, is not a, you know, what do you call a leisan?
Scoffer.
Or a clown? Yeah.
The people that
sit,
they make jokes together.
Right, you say don't clown around. There's the expression like that. So now if people, they said such a rumor about Avraham Avinu, so they're wicked, they're not a late son, no?
Somebody can be their son and Rasha both.
Well, yes, but when you say Rasha, that it includes both.
So clowns are shame?
Clowns? It depends. When you are, or what you are clowning about. Well, obviously, because there's two different terms, so that means there's two different levels. But Masechet Abu Zahar means let's yair zet shemo, that the tzanim, the different special neshamot. Because they have a special place for them in Olam Elyon, the air condition doesn't work. But here, why they call it Tzanim? So now, Yer Chas V'Shalom, people, obviously, they knew about Avraham Avinu, no?
Yes.
Av Hamon HaGoyim. Would they say such a terrible thing about that his wife, God forbid, Chalila V'Chas, had any contacts with Abimelech? Would they say such a thing?
Yes.
Chas v'shalom. No! Who said yes?
I said yes.
No.
A lot of jealous people.
Not dare you talk such a thing about Avraham Avinu. You know what Avraham Avinu was? You know, he went to war with four great kings and was saved from furnace. Who would dare talk about Avraham Avinu like this?
He had
oak.
No?
Huh? Oak? Yeah, oak also. Yeah. So now here is an interesting point that
they never talk about a good person positive. They always try to do something.
No, please don't say Lashon Hara. Don't say Lashon Hara.
To bring his level down.
No, Has Vashem. No.
Give them a nice slap.
No, the Goyim, you mean. The Goyim, yeah, they do this all. But Yehudim, Has Vashalom. So now here, as the Bnei Chaim HaKadosh, Chaim Ben Atar, Zechutem Aron Aleinu, Aram explains, we have the chapter, Hashem Pagad Et Sarah, and with the story of Abimelech. So now here, the Gemara learns that who that prays for somebody else that needs the same thing, who be Neinat Techila. Hashem will answer them first. So that means when Sarai Menu was taken to the palace of Abimelech and they all became sick,
yes,
really sick. So she prayed for them. And then, because she prayed for them, so then Hashem
rewarded.
Hashem brought about that he promised Sarai Menu. So now the people, they were saying that, you know how Sarah Imenu became pregnant? Mi Abimelech. That means because she prayed for Abimelech, so now she became pregnant. She used the segula. That's what they were saying. Nachas v'shalom. They were saying that something was going on. Mi Abimelech nitabera. Because she prayed for Abimelech, she became pregnant.
So
I'm sorry?
You didn't have a kid?
No, no, no. They became sick because she took Sarayim, you know. So now they had a big, big, you know, problems, you know. I'm sorry?
So they were Sadiqim then?
Ah, so now, no. Here, the point of the matter here is, like, let's say the two people are talking. One says to the other one, you know, this house is made from cheese. Yeah, what does it mean? You said this house, you know, they made it from cheese. What does it mean?
That means he eats a lot.
It means that he likes cheese very much.
Yeah? I'll tell you what it means. It means the owner of the house into dairy business.
Oh, okay.
So now, because he sold a lot of cheese, so he built this house. So when he says this house is built from the cheese, that means the owner, I mean, he makes a joke. But here, the depth here is that, you know, people, they like to make a joke. There's a big difference between having sense of humor or to joke around. This olam is not that one would waste his life for take things as a lightheaded. Let's call it galut rosh. And some people, no, they do that. To have a sense of humor is a matana, is a gift. But if you make a joke out of everything, so then you need lots of refuah shelema. But here there's an interesting point. Was Abraham Avinu happy that his son looks like him?
Yes.
Would you like that your son look like you?
Everybody
likes. Yeah? Absolutely. So now, let's say the Letzanei Hador would not say anything. Would Yitzhak look like Abraham?
No.
So now, the reason that Yitzhak looked like Abraham, it was Bishutav Letzanei Hador. So now, Abraham should thank who? Because Yitzhak looked like himself.
Thanks
Hashem. Because he was not. Because of the jokers, then Yitzhak would not look like Abraham Avinu. So this is a clan in your whole life. That means... No, he liked it. No, you missed the shiur. No, you weren't here, Shalom. No, you missed the shiur. No, there was a different point. No. But you're right, but there's another insight in it. So now here, we learn from this whole sugya that sometimes people become very hurt. So, he said this, he did that. But here we learn every challenge in life that you see that maybe your kabod a little bit become smooshed and your respect become a little bit shrunk. So you should know that's only for your benefit. As we see here, Abraham only did it. So you don't show them how to do a special plastic surgery. Why? Because after
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.